Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What's up? COVID, baby. I know you're sick of it. I know you're tired of it. But this is fascinating to me. It's interesting, the dynamic of what's happening here. Democrats, the president, are getting abused because now they're finally acknowledging that there may have been some sort of COVID leak from a lab in China, which everybody discounted, including myself, because they called it another Trump lie. The world called it another Trump lie. It's actually amazing what has happened. And all of this really got momentum within the last few weeks with the Wall Street Journal report that indicated that Chinese lab workers became ill about the time this vaccine was not even in development, but the time that the virus shocked the world and changed the world forever. Someone who has not changed their mind actually on this theory from day one. I got to give him credit for that. Congressman Guy Reschenthaler, how are you, sir?
Good, Marty. Thanks for having me on. And as always, please just call me Guy.
Well, we had a bit of a cold war ourselves. We didn't talk for a while. Did your dad order you to come back on here today?
My dad's glad I'm back on your show. And Marty, look, we may have our differences, but you got a job to do. I got a job to do. And no one should agree 100% of the time. The most important thing is that we all keep an open mind and we stay civil. And I think we're a great example of that.
We had a couple moments where we weren't very civil, but it was off camera. It was off microphone. And I think it's how big boys and big girls settle things. And I think that's the way it should be done. And here we are again. Hey, Guy, this is fascinating how this thing has come full circle. And now it's been given credibility. Why? And what is actually going on here, Guy?
There's so many angles of this story, but let's just look back about a year. You know, Tom Cotton and myself, I was actually 2 days ahead of Tom Cotton saying this came from a lab in Wuhan. We were reading all the same reports, all the same briefings we were receiving as the entire government, and yet we were called conspiracy theorists. We were called worse. Somehow it was viewed as being racist if you said this came from a lab in Wuhan. It was absolutely absurd. Now, as you just referenced in your lead-in, everyone has a change of opinion. What hasn't changed is the evidence on the ground. The evidence is that we were sending U.S. taxpayer dollars to an organization called EcoHealth Alliance. EcoHealth Alliance was then sending that money to the Wuhan Institute of Virology to do a very controversial type of research called gain-of-function research. That's where you manipulate a virus to make it more lethal and more contagious to humans so you can study it. It was so controversial that Obama put a moratorium on it in the United States. That's how the money ended up at the Wuhan Institute of Virology, because unelected career bureaucrats were circumventing the will of elected officials. Now, when there was a lab leak theory put forth, it made sense because the bat that contains this virus in nature was 1,000 miles away from Wuhan. So to believe that this originated in nature, you'd have to believe that that bat traveled 1,000 miles, infected no one along the way, and then magically, when that bat appeared in Wuhan, the virus became 20% more contagious and that much more lethal to humans. Also, coincidentally, it was a place where you had the Wuhan Institute of Virology that was studying gain-of-function research, weapons of mass destruction, biological weapons of mass destruction that arose from zoonotic bat-borne diseases. I mean, the coincidences are alarming. It doesn't take a genius to say this disease came from that institute.
All right, so let's say we connect those dots. Let's say that's what happened. So the other theory being floated, that this was an accident, that this leaked from the lab. Guy, what are you saying?
Right.
Was it intentional, sir? Did they wreak havoc on the world?
Yeah, I don't think, I'm not saying that the leak itself was intentional. Right. I think that might be a leap too far. What was intentional, though, were two things, and two things that are actually, remember, the cover-up is always worse than the crime. There was intentional spread, and let me explain that. The Chinese Communist Party knew that they had a deadly virus on their hand, and they sent in the general in charge of biological warfare, the general that's in charge of that from the PLA, to lock down Wuhan. And so they knew they had an issue. At the same time, they then shut down travel from Wuhan into China, yet allowed travel internationally. So they knew they were going to get hit with this virus, and they spread it to places like Iran and Italy. If you remember, those are the countries that got hit really hard at the beginning of this. So they wanted to inflict pain all over so that China wouldn't lose power relative to the rest of the world. That was number one. Number two was the cover-up in terms of messaging. People don't know this, but the Chinese were going around saying that the United States Army released this virus to hurt China. Ridiculous. No one calls them to account for that. Also, they then wasted weeks and weeks, if not months, lying to the World Health Organization and the United States saying that this virus goes from animal to human. Think about how many hundreds of lives, hundreds of thousands of lives we could have saved had the Chinese just been honest from day one, quarantined Wuhan, had honesty with the world, and we could have got a 3 to 4 month leap on developing a vaccine. We would have saved untold hundreds of thousands of people.
Check this out. From the Wall Street Journal, three researchers from China's Wuhan Institute of Virology became sick enough in November of 2019 that they sought hospital care. It was amazing. According to undisclosed intelligent reports, add weight to this growing call for a fuller probe of where this vaccine, where this virus came from. The details of the report go beyond a State Department fact sheet issued during the final days of the Trump administration, which said that several researchers at the lab, a center for the study of coronavirus and other pathogens, became sick in autumn of 2019, quote, with symptoms consistent with both COVID-19 and common seasonal illness, end quote. Frightening revelation, is it not, sir?
It's incredibly alarming. And also, remember, MI6, obviously the British version of the CIA, said that this likely came from a lab. The French, well into, November 2019, said that there were problems, French intelligence. So the world knew about this. Also, the Taiwanese knew in December of 2019 that this virus spread person to person. So I think that the evidence is alarming. What I think another large story is how big tech in the mainstream media helped the Chinese Communist Party cover up this story and then demonize people like myself that came forward with it. Remember, I'm still shadow banned from big tech, in large part because of me being so outspoken against the Chinese Communist Party and drawing attention to this story. It's unacceptable that the big tech oligarchs can shut down what in essence is the truth.
Can you hang?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Fascinating how this has flipped. All the Trump folks coming after me, flip-flop, flip-flop, flip-flop. This is how the world works, folks. You learn, you listen, you create an opinion. You move forward. That's what we're doing here. If the notion of me listening to the Wall Street Journal, listening to Guy Reschenthaler, listening to the facts makes me a flip-flopper, makes you feel better about yourself, knock yourself out. But at the end of the day, the truth will set you free. Hey, Guy, there have been folks that go both ways on this, attack Democrats for suppressing this and blame the media to a degree, which, by the way, hard for me to argue with you on this one. If you're watching CNN, if you're watching MSNBC, Anderson Cooper, Rachel Maddow, Trump's nuts. Trump is a moron. Trump's a liar. This is another one of those lies. Now they're backing up and backing off. Does that give you a certain amount of satisfaction, sir?
No, it's actually quite the opposite.
Okay.
And here's why. It's because in the future, I don't think there's going to be anything that stops big tech and stops the mainstream media from acting just as they did during COVID. the difference between now and a year ago is that the media and the liberals can control the messaging. That's why they're allowing this to get out now. Before, if it was under Trump, there'd be two problems for the Democrats. One, people would have rallied around China. They would have seen the CCP and the People's Liberation Army as a common enemy, and that would have helped insulate Trump. They didn't want that. They wanted Trump to be the bad guy. Also, they knew that they couldn't twist or massage the messaging. Now they can. So people like Anthony Fauci, for example, can put a better spin on this for himself to make him seem less culpable than he was. But don't fool yourself. The media and big tech will continue to work in cooperation to cover up the truth and do whatever they can to advance the liberal cause.
You know, I don't believe that. And I completely disagree with you on that, because I'm a member of the mainstream media, and I could argue with you all day long about Fox and the other far right media outlets that are also mainstream that do the same damn thing. But I don't want to waste our time.
Sure.
So where do we go from here? I mean, Trump had the same resources to determine the source of this, and he couldn't. And here's the biggest issue, my brother. China won't do jack to help. So can we ever definitively know, Congressman, whether or not the origin was from the lab and was from a lab leak, sir, because China won't help?
Yeah, well, so China has done worse than not help. China actually destroyed evidence. In the court of law, we call that spoliation. And you'd have to have an inference against the person that destroyed the evidence. So in a court of law, I'd prosecute this case and win against China any day of the week. We also have a smoking gun in the fact that no one can trace a natural cause of this virus. Remember the other diseases like Ebola, MERS, et cetera. We were able to pinpoint that scientifically to a natural cause. We don't have that there. This virus more than likely came from that lab in Wuhan. We know they were doing the gain-of-function research. We also know that American taxpayer dollars were going to fund that research. So we can do a few things. Number one, we've got to have a moratorium on funding any research, any laboratory in China. All that research goes to the Chinese Communist Party to use against us and our Democrat allies around the world. Number two, we need to make sure that we hold China accountable through engaging in the trade war that we were doing with China before. China has exploited us. Jobs have gone overseas. They flooded our markets, destroyed industries. We need to do something to combat China. We need to revisit the trade war that we were waging successfully from 2016 to 2020.
Some would argue that the trade war was ineffective. Some would argue that it hurt a significant number of American businesses. Would you not agree, sir?
Look, it was short-term pain, but much like any war, you've got to suffer that short-term pain for the long-term sacrifice. I could go through numerous industries that the Chinese have destroyed. You talk to anybody in technology, you talk to anybody in steel, aluminum, what the Chinese are doing is absolutely in violation of the World Trade Organization in disregard to international norms. They are trying to do whatever they can to become the hegemonic power, not only militarily and diplomatically, but also economically. And I can tell you, a world that's dominated by China is a very scary and dark place. Just look at Western China, where you have the Uyghurs in concentration camps, where you have slave labor going to develop products or going to make consumer goods. Look at the cobalt mining that's going on in Africa, where the Chinese are using child and slave labor to do mining of critical minerals to make batteries that are going into products like Teslas and electric vehicles here in the United States. They're a nefarious actor. America is asleep, and we better wake up to the threat from China before it's too late.
U.S. exports to China, my man, are up 455%. At the end of the day, they ain't going anywhere. At the end of the day, we're not cutting off a rise of 455%. Are we kind of, because of that, Congressman, are our hands kind of sort of tied, sir? Aren't we in a precarious place here, sir?
We are. And Marty, please, as always, just call me Guy. What we need to do is we need to do a better job messaging. We need to say that, hey, U.S. companies, and look, there's companies in my district in Western Pennsylvania that have gotten burned by this. Let's say you make a product and you go over to China. The Chinese make you hand over all your intellectual property.
That's true.
Then they set up a competing business in China, and then within a few years, they're then exporting to the United States the very goods and the very technology that you developed here in the United States.
That's true.
That's not sustainable for our business.
True.
So corporate America better wake up, or else we're going to have everything made and manufactured, and worse, the intellectual property developed in China. It's happening. It'll probably happen within the next 4 or 5 years.
Congressman, it's a pleasure. Welcome back, sir.
Appreciate hey, likewise, you. Marty.
All right, man.
Thank you.
Talk to you. Fascinating.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.